The history of ceramics spans every stage in the development of human civilization, and it substantively expresses both the spiritual and material culture of the ancients. Largely inherited from the collection of the Qing Dynasty Imperial Court, the ceramics in the National Palace Museum are superlative in quality and abundant in number. They include not only the emperor's treasures from the past, but also unrivaled masterpieces from modern times. The present exhibition, entitled The Magic of Kneaded Clay, A History of Chinese Ceramics, is built around the classical core of this collection. By systematically presenting the unique forms, glazes, ornamentation, and manufacturing techniques of these classic objects, it offers a comprehensive framework for understanding the historical development of Chinese ceramics. The exhibition is spread across 5 galleries, which are dedicated, respectively, to the relationship between pottery and porcelain, the period from the Neolithic to the 5 dynasties of the 10th century CE, the Song and Yuan dynasties, the Ming dynasty, and finally the Qing dynasty. In the pottery and porcelain gallery, you have the opportunity to touch and feel the differences between such everyday objects as porcelain plates and ceramic roof tiles. The gallery also features a short film on the manufacturing techniques of ceramics. The Neolithic to 5 Dynasties Gallery charts the development of ceramics from their origins to full maturity, and also features the development of tomb figurines. The Song and Yuan exhibit is organized by kiln sites, and each section displays the distinct decoration and aesthetics of the celadons, whitewares, black glazed wares, and other ceramic types manufactured by these kilns. The Ming Gallery introduces the establishment of the Imperial Porcelain Atelier at Jingdezhen and the formation of official wares, as well as the flourishing development of folk ceramics. The last gallery is dedicated to richly diverse official wares from the prosperous reigns of the Qing emperors Kangxi, Yongzhen, and Qianlong, as well as the introduction of folk elements into the official workshops that attended the declining national strength of the late Qing.